Build innovation through product team culture. If you're a leader in a growing tech company and notice a lack of innovation in your products, it's time to assess your product team's culture. While startups often excel at delivering innovative products quickly, this ability can diminish as companies expand. Leaders often blame employees' quality, processes, or communication breakdowns for this innovation decline. However, the key to sustaining innovation lies in cultivating the right culture. A robust product team culture is crucial for enhancing innovation and delivering exceptional consumer technology products. It's vital to have teams comprised of missionaries with a shared vision, not mercenaries who work only for pay. Corporate leaders must embody this cultural shift and avoid rigid quarterly product roadmaps. Instead, they should prioritize hiring CEOs who bring intellectual prowess and a commitment to innovation, avoiding one-size-fits-all approaches to problem-solving. Companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix exemplify the power of strong product team cultures. By adopting similar approaches, other companies can position themselves for long-term success in the ever-evolving tech landscape. Steer clear of waterfalls. In the beginning stages of a startup, product managers are often the founders or CEOs. At this early phase, leaders have minimal administrative duties, allowing for quick adaptation. While many startups fail, successful ones often have a robust product discovery process. However, as companies grow, they may rely on past success rather than innovating further. Many companies follow a waterfall process, with engineers occasionally using agile practices. However, this outdated approach can lead to several issues, such as unrealistic cost estimates, feature-centric roadmaps, and product managers acting more like project managers. Ideas from sales and other stakeholders that require consideration and lipstick on the pig, product design that is implemented too late to be beneficial. To address these challenges, effective product teams should adopt principles from lean and agile methodologies. 1. Risk management. Prioritize dealing with value, usability, feasibility, and business viability risks before building anything. 2. Collaboration. Encourage collaboration among designers, product managers, and engineers in all stages of product development. 3. Problem-solving focus. Focus on solving the problem and achieving business results, rather than just implementing solutions. Effective product teams. Your team's composition, roles, and responsibilities are pivotal in determining success or failure. Avoid isolating your product team. Instead, make it cross-functional. A robust team culture enhances the team's effectiveness, fostering a startup-like environment within your organization. Implement a flat organizational structure, with members reporting to their respective functional managers. Typically, the team consists of a product manager, a designer, and 2 to 12 engineers. Additional roles, such as a product marketing manager, test automation engineer, user researcher, data analyst, and delivery manager, may also be included based on the product's needs. Build a collaborative environment where product, design, and engineering work together non-hierarchically to solve problems. It's crucial that team members are employees, not contractors, and are co-located for optimal performance. According to studies, co-located teams significantly outperform dispersed teams. Assign one team to handle all aspects of its product, including features, fixes, performance, optimization, and content. Maintain stability within the group to accumulate expertise and drive innovation. While this is simpler in smaller companies, larger companies can scale up accordingly. Grant the team autonomy to solve problems, while ensuring they understand the business context and objectives. This 360-degree view empowers the team and instills a sense of ownership over outcomes. Older product team approaches followed a set process until product delivery, While the new model focuses on continuous work until meeting both company and customer expectations. To succeed, teams should align with the firm's investment strategy, minimize dependencies, be empowered, and match the task size. They should also have a clear vision and strategy, align with business and user needs, and regularly review their structure to meet evolving needs. How to manage products. Product managers play a crucial role in ensuring the success of the development process. They should be highly skilled, possessing technical, business, and customer knowledge, as well as a passion for the products they manage. A successful product often hinges on the expertise and leadership of the product manager. Growing companies require strong executives in product management, product design, and technology. These leaders must collaborate closely, take a holistic approach to product development, and resolve conflicts to ensure a seamless user experience. The product leader should have a strong business and technical background, excel at team development, and support a robust product culture. They must also align with the CEO's vision and maintain a good relationship with the Chief Technology Officer, CTO. It's essential for the CTO not to report to the Chief Information Officer, CIO, as this can indicate a flawed process and has been linked to failed products. Instead, the CTO should focus on building and retaining a strong management team, ensuring the architecture can deliver as required, and supporting the engineering side of the company. Craft effective products. A comprehensive definition of a product encompasses its functionality, technology, user experience design, offline elements, and strategies for acquiring users and generating revenue. However, caution is advised when creating roadmaps, as many of them lead to wasted effort and unsuccessful products. To succeed, a company must assemble a strong, contemporary product team and provide them with clear information on the product vision, strategy, and business objectives. Teams can convey their vision through storyboards, white papers, or prototypes, known as vision types, which inspire team members, stakeholders, and potential customers, translating the vision into reality. Product strategy involves a series of planned deliveries aimed at realizing the product vision. This strategy must facilitate coordination between the product team and sales and marketing units to ensure alignment and maximize impact. The product discovery. Product discovery and delivery can be efficiently managed by cross-functional teams working in parallel. There isn't a single correct process for this. However, discovery serves as a rapid method to sift through ideas, distinguishing between viable and non-viable ones while ensuring a validated product. It addresses crucial questions such as the feasibility of building the product, its market potential, stakeholder support, and user comprehension. Discovery aims to mitigate all potential risks associated with product development before any production software is developed. Discovery includes the following key techniques. 1. Framing. Identifying and addressing critical issues during product discovery, ensuring alignment with the firm's overall objectives. 2. Ongoing planning. Targeting significant challenges and strategizing on how to address them effectively. 3. Ideation. Generating innovative and practical solutions to project issues. 4. Prototyping. Creating prototypes to evaluate and mitigate risks. 5. Testing. Assessing the product's feasibility, usability, value, business viability, demand, and overall impact. 6. Transformation. Transitioning the company from its current methods to a more productive strategy. The power of prototyping. Prototypes are invaluable in product discovery, allowing teams to conduct numerous inexpensive experiments rapidly, typically ranging from 10 to 20 per week. Prototyping typically requires, at least an order of magnitude, less time and cost compared to building the actual product. Engineers should write minimal but sufficient code for feasibility prototypes, which can test new algorithms or technology. These tests, taking only a day or two, help determine if an idea is worth pursuing. User prototypes range from simple, low-fidelity prototypes to complex, high-fidelity simulations that closely resemble real products. Live data prototypes need to function well enough to collect data, but only for specific case uses, comprising 5% to 10% of the eventual product. These prototypes are crucial for addressing significant risks during discovery. Hybrid prototypes combine elements of feasibility, user compatibility, and live data testing. For example, the Wizard of Oz prototype appears as a real system to the user, but tasks are performed manually by an unseen person. While effective for testing, this type of prototype is not scalable. Discovery should reveal whether customers truly want your product. Demand testing, along with qualitative and quantitative value testing, helps determine if customers show interest in a feature or element, and if not, why not. It's crucial to conduct tests with real users and customers to validate demand. Innovative techniques for transformation. While discussing transforming product creation is easy, implementing necessary changes is challenging. One effective technique is the discovery sprint, conducted during planning or prototyping. This method involves a focused week of discovery to solve significant problems or address major risks faced by the product team. Google Ventures, GV, established a team to assist startups it invested in by collaborating closely for a week. This initiative aimed to explore numerous product ideas and resolve key business issues. These joint sessions led to innovative ideas and fresh insights that had a significant impact on the product or company. GV's approach is detailed in the book, Sprint, How to Solve Big Problems and Test New Ideas in Just 5 Days, providing practical guidance and a structured approach for teams to make their discovery sprints successful. One of the most challenging tasks for growing companies is finding a balance between standardization and innovation. Transitioning from the dynamic, fast-paced environment of a creative startup to a growth stage or enterprise company with an established brand or product requires careful management. Leaders must ensure the company cultivates a strong product culture to support the growth and success of product teams. Key points. 1. Product team culture must stimulate innovation. 2. Teams should comprise vision-driven missionaries over mercenaries. 3. Product success hinges on team effort. Failure, on the product manager. 4. Effective teams blend lean and agile methodologies. 5. Organize product teams flatly, with members reporting functionally. 6. Collaboration among managers, designers, and engineers is crucial. 7. Growing companies should add executive roles in product, design, and technology.